we have to sort of listen to ourselves. What's the American agenda? Not what's the opposition agenda, not what's the ethnic neutrality agenda in Iraq. What's the American agenda? And for that, we need to really understand what's going on in the country. Thank you.
I think, David Gonzalez and I, we have to meet each other somewhere. As a matter of fact, I have Islamic Republic's constitution. This is the criminal justice code. These are actually, as far as constitution is concerned, is mainly based on 5 pillars of Shiism. So this does not represent people of Iran and what they want. This represent what the mullahs want. The mullahs of Shia have been hanging for power for 1,000 years. This is a lot to it. I'm sorry, I don't have time to explain the position of Imam and Mujtahid and Bahid al-Faqih and, you know, all of that thing. They are very important. They're very important to know what these mullahs are about. But Iranian people have no part in this. They have no say in this.
Mr. Gonzalez says here
that Iran is pretty democratic. Let me read this from. I did read it. I had only 5 minutes, I'm necessary to zoom through the book. And this chapter 5 caught my eye, and I'm going to read it. But it says here, the Islamic Republic of Iran has developed using an odd recipe of government that combines an obscure religion doctrine of the right of Fahir, which is to rule, with the ministry, the European framework of representative government, or the republic. To be sure, Iran is much more democratic in its approach to governance than many other than non-democratic, such as the republics such as China and Syria are. I don't understand that. Iran is more democratic under, in comparison to non-democratic regimes. And then Mr. Gonzalez talks about elections, contested elections. We do not have contested elections. As far as I'm concerned, I understand the definition of democracy is. It says, democracy is a system in which people who occupy the government post are elected through contested election. Contested election. A country is... How could we not have any political party and have contested elections? I'm going to ask you. So what they do, they have 12 mullahs. They call them Council of Guardians. There are 12 mullahs sitting there. They don't want anything to do with liberal democracy or anything coming from the West. Okay? So what they do is say, okay, let me tell you for example, when Khatami was running, there were 230 people running. Council of Guardians disqualified for every single one of them, but 4 of them. And they thought Khatami was invalid, and that the other 2 were invalid, and they were looking into Nader and Nuri, and they were so sure that he was going to win, that they had no doubt they would win, but people surprised them by voting for Khatami. So we do not have contested election, Mr. Gonzalez. We do not have democracy. How could we have democracy without political party? We do not have free press. There were dozens of magazines and newspapers, they were shut down. Iran is called to be the jailhouse of newspaper people, of the journalists. As long as you're talking the boss, I say, oh, these mullahs are SOBs. It's okay, no problem. But if you 3 of you get together, then mullahs, they know what to do with you. You end up in jail, getting tortured, your family may not see you again. So this has happened since the revolution, and after Khatami backed down and the hardliners took over, this has been the situation that's getting worse. So, we better get to chapter 5 that the gentleman mentions. Of course, Eastern countries have they made a mockery out of every single political terminology which modernity has brought us. They have invented illiberal democracy, liberal autocracy, semi-democracy, and things of that nature. just to make a mockery of democracy. You go to Middle East, you see President Hafez al-Assad. You ask a gentleman from the street, how long is President being called? He said, well, my grandfather told me that he heard it from his own grandfather that he's been president of our country since Lincoln, for example. This is a mockery out of making out of a republic. And as a matter of fact, President Gaddafi is the same thing, and all of ours. Mubarak is the same thing, for God's sake. America is friend in every region. So when you hear this word of Islamic Republic of Iran is nothing but faith. Okay? They are looking back in the time of Muhammad, they say, making of any law is imitating law, making illegal laws, because laws were actually written by God before this world is created, and they were revealed to Muhammad by God, and those are the laws that should be enforced on human society and the doomsday. They never believe in any laws. If you look at these things in here, you find something unbelievable. If father kills his son, there is no charge. Because he has to pay diyah for penalty. And who he pays the diyah to himself. So I kill my son, I put 10,000 from this pocket to this pocket. This is the Islamic Republics of criminal law justice and many other weird things that I'm interested in today. So we are dealing with a regime with a very peculiar nature. And as far as the foreign policy of this regime is concerned, as a matter of fact, they identify Israel with America. They have Palestinized the foreign policy of Iran. As long as they have money and the price of oil is going up, we are going to keep this aggressive posture. And as I said, they have their own strategic plans. And if they deal with America, they think they are going to lose the identity. And as a matter of fact, revolutionary identities. Because Khomeini's legacy here, I don't have time to read it, this is his will.
We are going
to
use that.
Pardon me?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, next time.
Very enlightening. Now, I'm sure you guys all have questions. There's a mic here in the center. I believe it's turned on, so come on down to the center if you have a question. Come on in.
Hey, my name is Abraham, and I have a question for Mr. Gonzalez. In fact, he's going to give you the opportunity to respond to Mr. Mushiri's argument of the election in Iran. You mentioned that election, Mr. Ahmadinejad was elected democratically in Iran. Well, okay. Yeah, if you can respond to that too, that situation. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that question, actually. It does give me an opportunity. I never said that there was democracy in Iran. I think in what I say in my book, Iran is much more democratic, and it's moving. No, and I will get to Ahmadinejad. But Iran is moving toward something of a participatory democracy, and has been moving for the last 150 years. We go back to the Constitutional Revolution, 1905 to 1911, and the protest that ensued in the 19th century. That is, Iran has a vibrant civic society. The reason why it has so many journalists in jail is because it has journalists that have the guts to stand up to the regime. The reason why there are so many human rights activists in jail is because there are so many people with the guts to stand up to the regime. That's more important to democracy than a bunch of people in the Soviet Union lining up to vote. So what I'm talking about is the civic participation of Iran that is vibrant and alive, and it's the one thing that could lead it to a democracy. I didn't say that it was going to for sure become a democracy, but it could lead it to the democracy. And human rights activists, like Nobel Prize winner Shirin Ebadi, said, look, she was a judge under the Shah, she's now a human rights lawyer, and she said, we are fighting for this, but leave us alone, stay the hell out of our country. And that's what Iran wants. Iran wants independence. And just quickly about Ahmadinejad, elections in Iran are vetted by, as Mr. Mushiri said, by their regime. So it's not a democratic, open system. But they can, once their people are chosen, those elections are contested. And that's where you can have such a variety of opinions from Khatami to Ahmadinejad. And it has to do with how they run the campaigns and how people perceive them. That's not a democracy. But it certainly is a contested election. It's a contest. How can it be? Because it is contested. Once they pick a candidate, people go out and campaign. That's what I call it.
Why don't we have you go ahead and go up to the mic here?
Answer to what you are talking about is that how could be a contested election when you are believing in ideology?